JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, let's head over to Nashville Muse in St. Mary, where residents have received new homes. Add later a tip for our parents. We're going Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
40 National Housing Trust NHT beneficiaries have become homeowners after recently receiving keys to houses in a new scheme in St. Mary. The families were handed the keys to their 2-bedroom housing units in Nashville Mews by Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Friday. The homes feature a modern open living space concept designed to support vertical and lateral expansion. And the Prime Minister says there are more homes to be built.
The people of St. Mary don't have many options in terms of NHT schemes because not many are in the parish. We are planning to do 340 more, but the demand is there.
The development includes 32 serviced lots fitted with the necessary amenities delivered in March this year. 8 units were set aside for public sector workers and persons with disabilities. The scheme was constructed at a cost of $459 million. One beneficiary, Veronique Lawrence Mighty, thanked the NHT and other agencies that had a hand in delivering the homes.
This day was really ahead of time. It was ordained. When the trust started, that was the year I was born. So God saw me in time and he said, Veronique, yeah, you're going to get one of those houses and we need to put something in place for you to have your own house. And here it is today.
The development was completed under the NHT's Labor and Small Materials Program. Each unit has a floor area of 78 square meters. All plans for expansion will be subject to approval by the St. Mary Municipal Corporation. Under Vision 2030, the aim is to provide quality and timely health care for the mental, physical and emotional well-being of all Jamaicans. It's part of Goal 1, Outcome 1, Achieving a Healthy and Stable Population. Read more at vision2030.gov.jm or call 906-4463-4.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2018 competitions in speech, drama, dance, music and traditional folk forms, Jamaica gospel song and children's gospel song, festival song, world reggae dance championship, creative writing, culinary arts and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen competition. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and more details. Enter now!
The following parenting tip is brought to you by the National Family Planning Board. Be honest and speak openly. Discuss any events in your own life that may highlight how your actions led to a good or bad outcome.
That was a message from the National Family Planning Board and the JIS. On our community notice board, the Jamaica Moves Road Tour will make its next stop in Clarendon on Thursday, November 30. The day's activities will include a run walk at 5:45 a.m., workout sessions and screenings for cancer, blood pressure, blood sugar and cholesterol will also be done. Screenings begin at 9 a.m. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton will be part of the main program, which starts at 4:30 p.m. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.